I rely only upon his word, and I cling only to his cord. In thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans. And I seek protection in thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For thou art Allah, the best guardian, and thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to thee, addressing myself to thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to you for the hope of your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of thy creation, the summoner to thy truth. Exalt me with thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely thou art the all-forgiving, the all-compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. The topic of this episode is the kindness of the Prophet.
وصلني على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 23rd of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of September, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we listen to the first verses of chapter Al-Muzammil from the Holy Quran, and then we'll listen to the important point of it. So be with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
يا أيها المزمل.
O you who wraps himself in clothing.
قم الليل إلا قليلا.
Arise to pray the night except for a little.
نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا.
Half of it, or subtract from it a little.
أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
Or add to it and recite the Quran with measured recitation.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
The tone of the opening verses of the blessed chapter reflects that the noble prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny is divinely called onto steadfastness and preparedness for an immense obligation, acting upon which requires spiritual growth. It would be of interest to note that the noble prophet is herein addressed as, O you wrapped in garment. He is urged to rise at night since his foes are asleep at the time and people desist from following their daily routines, hence further preparedness for meditation and spiritual growth.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa
Dear brothers and sisters, as I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is about the kindness of the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, taught love, kindness and compassion to his people and was seen to be the most loving, kind and compassionate of all of them. The Quran mentions his kind and gentle behavior in these words, O Messenger of Allah, it is a great mercy of Allah that you are gentle and kind towards them. For had you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would all have broken away from you. The Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 159. There are many instances that show his kindness and gentleness, especially to the weak and the poor. Anas, who was his helper, said, I served Allah's messenger for 10 years and he never said to me, shame, or why did you do such and such a thing? Or why did you not do such and such a thing?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Prophet of Mercy, Prophet of Peace, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For mercy, there was sent a prophet not only to show it, preach it, and teach it, but to be it. We have only sent you as a mercy to the world. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Holy Prophet. In him, mercy talked, mercy walked, mercy lived on the earth at one time. This mercy was born of the noblest and purest lineage from the best family among the Arabs, whose pedigree is traced back to Ismail, son of Ibrahim, the father of all the prophets, peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon him. Again, we have in Al-Quran, إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Indeed, in this Quran is notification for a worshipping people, and we have not sent you, O Muhammad, except as a mercy to the worlds. These verses were in the holy chapter, in the chapter Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verses 106 to 107. God's messenger was the kindest of men in the same way as he excelled all others in courage and valor. Being extremely kind-hearted, his eyes brimmed with tears at the slightest sign of inhumanity. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was a mercy for the believers. The Messenger's compassion towards the believers was the utmost degree.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah.
In this part, we learn more about Prophet Muhammad's love and attention towards children. Needless to say, the Prophet's innate nature of being a mercy for all of God's creations is undisputed. His mercy is unparalleled, and indeed, his treatment of children, and not just his own progeny, is an example to us all. Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, would kiss and embrace children often as an expression of his tender love and mercy towards them. In this hadith about children, it is reported that one of the companions saw Allah's messenger kissing Al-Hassan, the Prophet's grandson. He said, "I have 10 children, but I have never kissed any of them." Whereupon Allah's messenger replied, "He who does not show mercy towards his children, no mercy would be shown to him."
جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
So for learning more about the Prophet's lifestyle, now and in this part we'll listen to some lessons. We will learn some lessons from the Holy Prophet. One of the lessons is remembrance of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. The Prophet states, "There is no group that remembers Allah except that the angels encompass them, mercy covers them, and tranquility descends upon them. And Allah remembers, mentions them before those who are with Him." The remembrance of Allah or Tawheed, that means the oneness of Allah, is arguably one of the most central aspects of being Muslim. By understanding the true oneness of God, one will find that every aspect of living a fulfilling and engaging Islamic life will come naturally and easily. Prophet Muhammad taught us that to remember Allah is both rewarding and necessary, and is one of the most beautiful acts of being Muslim.
And within the school of Ahlul Bayt, no one is placed above Rasulullah. Absolutely no one. In fact, how can that be a possibility? When we follow Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali, when he is your leader, who put his life on the line for Rasulullah since he was born. Because as you know, when Imam Ali was born, who was his guardian? Who was his caretaker? For those young, beautiful faces, let me inform you that Rasulullah went to his wife Khadija. He says to her, Khadija, the money is not mine, the money is yours. But this Ali, who he's born to Abu Talib, my uncle, he's my beloved. He's the apple of my eye. I love him. If you wouldn't mind, let us bring him. Let me be his guardian and caretaker. And Khadija, of course, responded positively to that. And Rasulullah brings Imam Ali into his home, and Imam Ali in Nahj al-Balagha says, Rasulullah would chew the food and place it in my mouth. And I did not leave Rasulullah even for a moment of my life. According to all Muslims, there is not a single individual that denies the fact that Amir al-Mu'mineen's caretaker and guardian and teacher and mentor and father was Rasulullah. From that moment, their journey began until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam took his last breath. And Imam Ali in Nahj al-Balagha says that he took his last breath while his head was in my lap. What an honor. And he was the one that washed him. He was the one that put him in his kafan. He was the one that prayed on his beloved body.
Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon in another episode. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. And fi amanillah.
Mustafa. أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين أنت النبي الأمين وسيد المرسلين رحمة للعالمين جئت بالحق اليقين
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, here is a maxim from the Holy Prophet's fourth infallible successor, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him, who during his captivity in the court of the tyrant Yazid in Damascus, boldly said, "Beware of matters against which God has warned you. Abstain from matters from which God has ordered you to abstain. Do not copy the inclination of those who regarded this world as a permanent abode." Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the death of a scholar and, you know, why it's such a sad event. As you know, Islam is a religion which has given great importance to knowledge, you know, in fact, probably more than all of the other religions. You know, this is actually one of the distinctions and defining features of Islam. There's a very famous hadith and tradition from the Prophet who said, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, which implies that there is no temporal limitation for the acquisition of learning and knowledge is concerned. And the Prophet also said, seek knowledge even if you have to go to China, willow be seen, which indicates the fact that, you know, there is no limitation as far as the, you know, any spatial limitation as far as the acquisition of knowledge is concerned. And the Quran also, it gives great importance to those who have acquired knowledge. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, Allah will raise those of you who have faith. يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. This is a famous verse from the Holy Quran. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْإِلْمِ دَرَجَاتٍ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Allah is aware, well aware of what you know. And Allah in this verse, He singles out those who have been given knowledge from those who have faith, indicating that they are a special group and they shouldn't be grouped together simply with those who have faith. And in another verse of the Holy Quran, we read, are those who know equal to those who do not know? Only those who possess intellects take admonition. Right? So Islam is a religion which gives due importance to knowledge. Knowledge is not something that, you know, can be avoided. It is acquisition of knowledge is something natural for man. And once it's been acquired, it cannot be denied. Only thing is that man can, you know, choose not to accept the concomitants and the dictates of his knowledge. But, you know, understanding, this is involuntary. For example, once the premises of an argument have been presented, You know, man's mind and his intellect has no choice but to draw its conclusion. In any case, in this beautiful hadith, the Prophet speaks about the death of a learned person. He says, "The death of a scholar is an affliction that cannot be compensated, and it is a void that cannot be filled." And here the Prophet, after saying this, he makes a comparison of the scholar in order to clarify why this is so. "For he is a star that has been obliterated," right? You know, one star, you know, it has its light, that light that it gives, and, you know, it cannot be compensated for. If that star is extinguished, if its light goes out, it cannot be, it cannot be made up for. "The death of a whole tribe," the Prophet says, "is easier to bear than the death of a scholar." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the death of a scholar in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانا يا من ينجينا إحسانا ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters. عليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to IRIB English Radio. Here is Brother Hussein Akbari with me, and I'm very glad, I'm very happy that alhamdulillah I have him with us today, and we hope that inshallah you stay with us till the end of this session. I say hello to Hussein in this session. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Thank you.
Welcome to our program. Inshallah today we will talk about ayah 162 of Surah An-Nisa on page 103. Okay, Hussein?
Okay.
So, brothers and sisters, as you are listening to IRIB English Radio, please turn to page 103, ayah 162 of Surah An-Nisa. And first and foremost, we all will be listening to the recitation, and then inshallah we'll get back to our topic. Hussein, are you ready to go and listen?
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
ما شاء الله. Nice one. So Hussein, could you read it once for us, then inshallah we'll talk about it. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
أحسنت. والمؤمنون يؤمنون.
والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك.
أحسنتم. والمقيمين.
والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
ما شاء الله. Allah bless you, inshallah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Hussein. So Allah Almighty says in this ayah 162, لكن الراسخون, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك, and then also والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما. A very very important point. Look, in the previous verses, Allah Almighty talked about the people of the book, that they were deprived from the blessings of Allah Almighty. Why? Because there were many reasons, Hussein, yeah?
Yes.
And they actually committed a lot of sins. They actually committed wrong things. So that's why these things caused them to be deprived from the blessings of Allah Almighty. And they didn't believe in the prophethood of their prophet, and they didn't follow the instructions, the guidance of their prophets. So, but among these people, okay, there are also other people who are the people of knowledge. Also, they are knowledgeable people. So, Allah Almighty says, these people who are knowledgeable, no matter they are Jews or Christians, okay. They are kind of fair sometimes, okay? They are fair. Yeah. Now Allah says, لَكِنِ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ. But as for those who are firmly grounded in knowledge from among them, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And the faithful, those who believe, they believe in what has been sent down to you, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. O Prophet of Islam, Allah Almighty talks to the Prophet of Islam, okay? That those who are firmly grounded in knowledge from among the Jews and the faithful, they believe in what has been sent down to you and what was sent down before you. وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةِ. And those who maintain the prayer, okay? And وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. Yes?
Yes.
Those who give the zakat. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And they also believe in Allah and the last day. So these kind of people, this group of the people, okay? Part of the people from among the Jews, from among the people of the book, those who don't believe, these part of people, they believe in the Day of Judgment. They believe in Allah. They believe in the prophethood of you, O Prophet of Islam. They maintain the prayer. They also believe in what is sent to you, the Quran. They also believe in what was sent before you, the Torah and Injil, yes?
Injil.
So they believe, yeah, in Torah and Injil. They believe in Prophet Isa and Prophet
Musa.
And also they believe in you, O Prophet Muhammad, and your book, Quran. So these people, Allah Almighty says, أُولَٰئِكَ سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. What? Then we shall give a great reward to them. So, there is one thing, Hussein, that Christians, Jews, and Muslims, we all believe in three common things. We believe in God. These two groups of people also believe in God. Okay?
Okay.
Then we believe in Prophet. They also believe in Prophet. Yes? We believe in the Day of Judgment, in Qiyamah. They also believe in Qiyamah. So these are the common things that we believe in. So Then there is one point that we don't have to care about race. Okay?
Okay.
That he is not from my tribe. He's Arab. He's non-Arab. Oh, don't have to care about this. Racism doesn't have a place among us. Okay?
Okay.
If we put this racism aside, okay, we Muslims, we Muslims, along with the Jews, the Christians, we all will be one nation.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Guys, brothers and sisters, that's from us for this ayah. That was a short explanation for sure. I want you to refer to the tafsir books, inshallah, and learn more. Now, Hussein and I will move on to the tajweed rules. Yeah, Hussein?
Yes.
And inshallah, practice the recitation. Okay, brothers and sisters, if you're ready, and Hussein, if you're ready, let's recite a salawat and then start.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajah.
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم لكن الراسخون را را
را
yeah heavy letter في العلم في العلم في العلم yes
في العلم
yeah في العلم not في العلم في العلم
في العلم
we ignore the ya we ignore the همزة الوصل and we directly join فا to the letter لام. How do you read it? Fil ilmi. Minhum, not minhum. How?
Minhum.
Quickly, fast. Minhum.
Minhum.
Yes. Minhum. We don't do any idgham, any ikhfa. Minhum, minhum. No. Minhum.
Minhum.
Yes. والمؤمنون pay attention to the hamza do not say sometimes yeah you have to in some kind of recitations we do it والمؤمنون but here we should pronounce the hamza والمؤمنون okay
والمؤمنون
يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك بما You can read it this way. Bima unzila or shortly. Bima unzila maddul jaiz al munfasil.
Yes.
Okay. Maddul jaiz al munfasil. You can stretch it or skip it. Both. Yu'minuna bima unzila. How do you read it?
Unzila.
Ahsan, you hide the sound. Hide, ikhfa. Hide the sound, yes?
Yes.
Ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik. How do you read? Min qablik.
Min qablik.
How do you say that? Min
qablik.
Ahsan, noon sakin plus qaf. Noon qaf. Huh? Min
qablik.
Which rule? Idgham, ikhfa, idhar, iqlab. Which one? Ikhfa, hiding sound. MashaAllah. Min qablik. Jim on the top. You see a jim on the top? Jim? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So that jim says you're allowed to stop here or continue, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So you can stop here if you run out of breath or you can continue if you still have breath. So, with one breath, you can continue. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ If you stop, وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ
Yes.
Correct?
وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ
أحسن. صلاة ta will be changed to ha. وَالْمُقِيمِينَ
الصَّلَاةِ.
Super. But if you continue, since you have jim there, it says you can continue reading, joining to the next words. So you say صَلَاةَ
وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ أُولَئِكَ.
This mad is wajib, yes?
Yes.
You should say أُولَئِكَ. You should not say أُولَئِكَ. No. أُولَئِكَ. Longer one. Read it.
أُولَئِكَ.
أحسن. Good job. سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. How do you read it?
سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
أحسن. We don't say أَجْرًا. No, 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 no. أَجْرًا. No. أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Yeah?
Yeah.
أَجْ. قَلْقَلَة. أَجْرًا. عَظِيمًا. How do you read it?
عَظِيمًا.
مَا. Superb. Tanween fatha will be changed to alif mad. Aldi
ma.
Ma. Mashallah. That's it. We practiced all the tajweed rules, important ones, here in this ayah. Now it's time for us to practice the recitation. So, Hussein recited it once, and now I will recite. Hussein will repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, inshallah, you will also practice and repeat after us. Let's go, Hussein. I'll read and you repeat, okay?
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك.
والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك.
والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك.
والمقيمين الصلاة.
والمقيمين الصلاة.
والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أحسنتم. Thank you so much, dear Hussein. Brothers and sisters, I really thank you so much for being with us till the end of this session. And inshallah, we hope you stay with IRB English Radio for the next and coming sessions. We'll be inshallah practicing the next verses of Surah An-Nisa. Hope you stay safe. May Allah protect you all from all kinds of evils. And thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى
هذا وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
When your horse returns to our camp riderless
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي
The ocean of dua
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing about this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn alayhi salam fi ad-dunya wal akhirah. Oh Allah, make me distinguished near you through Husayn in this world and the hereafter. So, regarding this, we said that desire starts with the phrase Allahumma, which means ya Allah, and it is used in the sense of vocative particle Ya, which was removed, and then the word, the letter actually mim, was affixed to Allah instead. And this means we call Almighty Allah expressing His remoteness, our remoteness from Him, or it is either for veneration. We also said about the verb ij'alni, that the verb ja'ala, the transitive verb ja'ala, is of two kinds. It is either singly transitive, like we say, Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, which has only one object. And the second kind is doubly transitive, which is ja'lul murakkab. And we use it in this sense. When we say, Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajiha, it has two kinds of objects. Ya, which is attached to the verb ij'alni, and wajiha, which is distinguished, which means distinguished, and it is the second object. So the meaning of the wajihan we will begin to discuss. Now, the word inda, before the word wajihan is mentioned, is used. The word inda in this phrase, Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajiha, is an adverb of the place, which signifies proximity and closeness. When we say Allahumma ij'alni 'indaka wajihan bil Husayn, which means that when the second person masculine pronoun kaf, which denotes Almighty Allah, is attached to this word, it signifies the neighborhood of Allah. 'Indaka means we are make us distinguished while we are close to you. So when we say ij'alni 'indaka, we mean make me near you or make me in your proximity. Now, we can move on to talk about the word wajiha.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, he understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So the Zayar in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura says, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan bil Husayn. O Allah, make me distinguished near you through Husayn alayhi salam. The word wajih is defined as the one who is in possession of a rank, the one who is in possession of a loftiness and a kind of standing. This meaning is mentioned in many books of the Arabic language. Regarding the word wajih, we can say that Almighty Allah says with regard to Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, wa kana indallahi wajiha, and he was distinguished near Allah. And about Prophet Isa, he says, idh qalatil malaikatu ya maryam innallaha yubashshiruki bi kalimatin minhu ismuhu al-masih ibn maryam wajihan fid dunya wal akhirah. When the angel said, O Mary, God gives you the good news of a word from Him whose name is Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, distinguished, wajihan fi dunya wal akhirah, distinguished in the world and hereafter, wa min al muqarrabi, and He is one of those brought near to God. Now, Allama Tabatabai, in his monumental exegesis of the Holy Quran, Al-Mizan, about this verse, under the commentary points of this verse, says, when قوله تعالى, when Allah says, وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, when Allah says distinguished, or وَجِيهًا in the world and hereafter, and one of the brought near ones, الْوِجَاهَةُ هِيَ الْمَقْبُولِيَّةِ, this kind of وَجِيه means he has this characteristic of acceptability. The Holy Prophet sallallahu and his noble progeny too are distinguished near Allah. In the well-known prayer of Tawassul, how do we address the infallibles? We say about each of the infallibles, and we say, Ya wajihan indallah, O distinguished near God, ishfa' lana indallah, intercede for us near Allah. So, in this regard, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said to Ayman one day, Wallahi ya Ayman, zawajtuha kufwan sharifan wajihan fi dunya wal akhirati wa min al muqarrabin. I swear by Allah, Ayman, I have married her, which means Hadrat Fatima alayha salam, to an exalted suitor, which is Ali, who is distinguished in this world and the hereafter, and is from the close servants of God. So when we say, Allahumma ja'alni indaka wajihan, we mean, O Allah, make me distinguished near you, or make me one who is accepted near you. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha
IRIB English Radio, a heralder of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim to all the listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab, your host for the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we delve into the important aspects and queries regarding the Islamic upbringing of children. Our expert will provide answers rooted in the Noble Quran and the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family. And today we are going to discuss a very important topic, which is the topic of the time, I must say. Artificial intelligence. Yes, artificial intelligence has come and everything is at the excess. Everything is at the tip of our fingers. But does that carry some potential risks? Let's discuss that with our guest speaker, Professor Said Salman Nakavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much.
So what are the potential risks and benefits as well of using AI when it comes to children using it?
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much. Artificial intelligence, before we talk about its risks, the potentials or the challenges that we face regarding AI, it's important to understand that artificial intelligence is something which has been created by human intelligence.
Right.
And just like any other technological advancement that human beings have been producing over the centuries, they are basically harnessing what Allah Almighty has given us in the natural world.